Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to our new podcast, Hanging by a Thread with Meredith and Seth Marks, or Seth and Meredith Marks. That might be up for debate as part of our Hanging by a Thread discussion. In any case, I'm very happy to be here today with my husband, Seth. I'm Meredith, and we are happy to be only kind of hanging by a thread today. Is that a fair assessment?
No, we're always hanging by a thread.
Why? Because you want to be hanging by a thread?
No, I mean, you feel real stable in this relationship.
So, to explain a little, Seth and I are married, and we have had a lot of ups and downs in our marriage, and I thought we were currently on the up, but apparently I'm mistaken. So we are here to discuss relationships today on our new podcast.
That your people can't see us. It's a podcast.
Okay, but I can see you.
And what you're rubbing your nose and then you're rubbing mine. Why?
Because you have something hanging out of your nose.
No one knows, though.
I do.
So what? Pick it, then.
I don't want to.
Pick it. If we're not hanging by a thread, you will pick my nose for me.
Ew.
Seriously.
Ew.
That's how you know if something... If you pick your partner's nose, legitimately, Antonio's on, right? Can he hear us? Like, true love? Do you agree, Antonio, when you absolutely are head over heels for someone, you will pick their nose for them?
No, I think you just tell them to blow a snot rocket and keep it moving.
Thank really? You, Antonio.
Meredith, yeah. I would
so
pick your
for
nose
our listeners, Antonio is our producer on this podcast.
Antonio, whoop, whoop, whoop.
And he has to suffer through listening to us.
Baba Booey. Well, I think it's important to understand we've been together for 27 years. Some of those years were amazing in the beginning. Some of those years were a living frickin' hell. Absolutely unequivocally convinced that you are my soulmate. And I will die on the mountain to make this relationship last, even if it's hanging by a thread.
Well, that's really sweet, honey. I appreciate that. And I just want to say that, like, let's be clear, this reconciliation didn't just, like, come about. We both put in a lot of hard work to get there. And, you know, it's an ongoing.
Yes. It's every day.
Battle. You know, my hope is that through us on this podcast telling a little bit of our story, but also talking to other people and hearing other people's stories, talking about relationships. It doesn't even have to necessarily be intimate relationships. Any relationship we are up for exploring here. But the goal is to, you know, let people understand that it's okay, first of all, to have these feelings, you know, when you're struggling in a relationship. It's okay to seek help. It's okay to make it work or not make it work. And, you know, hopefully bring some awareness out there. Because I think a lot of people are sitting in a space where they are challenged in their relationships. And I think we made a lot of mistakes that we could have avoided, and maybe we can help somebody. Speaking of that, I think we should talk about how we got to today.
When we met, I actually met a friend of yours. I'd never met you yet. I was at her apartment, and I saw a picture of you on her bookshelf, and I said, "Who is that?" Because this was before the digital age. And I said, I want to be set up with that person. Because the picture was, it was beautiful. It looked like a Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition type picture.
I was not in a swimsuit.
I know, but it did, like a Victoria's Secret catalog when I used to try to get the mail before my mom on the Victoria's Secret catalog day, the type of feelings I had for that picture.
Okay, anyway, so long story long, you wanted to go out.
I want to go out with you.
And I get a phone call from my friend the next day, and she starts talking all about Seth, this great guy, ba ba ba, la la la, on and on and on. And so I figure she's telling me this because, like, I should meet this guy or whatever. I was single, you know, she had a boyfriend. And I was like, oh, great. Well, why don't you set me up? And she goes, well, I like him. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I thought you had a boyfriend. And she's like, yeah, you're right. I'll set you up. So...
And by the way, I just graduated college.
Yeah.
I was ready to sow my oats. I was thinking I'd get married in my 40s or 50s. I had great Michael Jordan Bulls tickets, season tickets. It was not very hard to get a date for me in
correct.
The 90s.
And at the time, I was in a joint degree program at Northwestern for law and business. And with the business school, I left for South America for about a month.
And she's like, I'm like, what's up with Meredith? What's up? She said that her name's Meredith. And I'm like, what's up with Meredith? Well, where is she? I want to see her tonight. She's like, oh, she's in Buenos Aires? Where were you? In Buenos Aires?
Mm-hmm.
In Buenos Aires doing some charity stuff?
Amongst other places. No, I was there at the business school. We weren't doing charity.
Business school in Buenos Aires. Getting her lottery.
I was there with Northwestern Business School. On a school trip where we were learning about business in South America.
Yes, okay. I was still just hung up on the aesthetic of the picture, but also listening to, like, now all of a sudden, like, oh my gosh, this woman's, like, ambitious and getting her JD MBA from Kellogg. And then she's, oh, and she owns a Pilates studio in Chicago. I'm like, what the hell's a Pilates studio? And I had to, there was no Google, so I had to actually ask my mom the next day, what's Pilates, and that she's like, oh, that's really big in LA.
We got set up, and the date was like a while later because I was in South America. And Lisa, in the meantime, my friend who was setting us up, she broke up with the boyfriend, and so it was going to be a double date with Seth and I and her and a friend of Seth's. And
I defined a single friend.
The day rolled along, and I get a call from my friend Lisa. She's like, oh, I haven't heard anything. And I said, well, I don't know, you know. She's like, oh, I'll call him. I'm like, all right, fine. So she called, and from my end of what I heard is Seth said, this was the year Michael Jordan came back to the Bulls. It was a very big deal.
Yes.
And he so, well, you know, I'm going to the Bulls game tonight. Maybe we can meet for a drink after. And she called me back and told me this. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what a jerk. Like, we set this date up, like, over a month ago. Yeah, that doesn't sound very interesting. So I was like, why don't you just tell him I'm sorry it's too inconvenient. Perhaps he wants to make it another time. I'm not meeting him for a drink. And she did. And I think he realized he made a little boo-boo. And so he said, well, do you guys want to go to the Bulls game? So she called me and said, he's inviting us to the Bulls game. And so I was like, oh, okay, great. More about calling it out because I didn't think you could get the tickets. It was like the hardest ticket in town to get.
It was the Beatles.
And
Rodman.
So I was like, yeah, let's go.
Yes. So now I needed 4 tickets. I had 2. I'm scrambling to get 2 more tickets because here is like the woman, and I hadn't met you, obviously. I had only seen an image on a bookshelf, right? We're on the blind date. I pick you up. You're walking to the car, open the door, and as you sat, you didn't see me do a heel click behind the car, like Singing in the Rain, heel click. I jump into the car and like, holy, in my head, holy shit, don't fuck this up, Seth. Don't fuck this up, Seth. Then I get in the car, and then what happened, Meredith?
We went on our date.
We went on our date. What did you think, though, when like...
When I met you?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were cute. That was a good start. I thought you were funny. That was a good start. I thought you were nice. That was a good start. I mean, you know, that was all I had to go off of initial meeting.
Okay.
Fun.
At what point?
And you asked me weird questions.
What kind of weird questions did I ask you?
Like, do you get your manicure and pedicure at the same place? So when I got back from South America,
3 months,
Seth,
3 months.
You know, the date had been planned a month before, and he had a full-on girlfriend by the time I got back. He was single when I left. And so that was the real reason why he didn't want to go on the date, because he was like, he didn't know what to do. He was kind of like stuck, but like, and didn't want to say no, but didn't want to like go out with the other girl and whatever else. But the beauty of the whole thing is, the best part of the whole story is, so we ended our first date, and he ended up telling me, you know, a few days later about this other girl, and he's like, but you know, I really like you better, but I don't know what to do. And what I liked was that Seth didn't even try to kiss me because he was still dating this other girl. And I was like, that's pretty
true. True that. 100%. I was raised right. My mom raised me right. So I didn't want to mess it up. If you weren't off the charts and I didn't think you were marriage material, I would have jumped your bones. I did break up with that girlfriend.
Yes. So the thing was, so I met this woman right after we set this date. I started dating her, but I think I like you better. What should I do? That was the conversation. So I was like, I think you should figure that one out on your own and get back to me. Well, we started dating, and a year later, we got engaged. He had this like silver, and I have it right here. I might have to get up and get it just to show you, Antonio. He had this like silver little case, sterling silver, that his mother had given him. So it was not like the ring was not like in a traditional jewelry box. And anyway, he was so cute. He was so nervous.
Can we talk about how you said, well, if you want to get engaged, you should talk to my mom about the engagement ring. Like, you didn't trust that I can deliver a great engagement ring. Do you not recall that?
Yeah.
That was a data point. When I look back on it, it was like an oh shit data point that I didn't realize was an oh shit data point. Just sharing the journey here. Guys out there that are young, if the girls like talk to your mom, their mom, about helping you with the engagement ring, there are some issues there. Like, you're not ready to get engaged if she doesn't trust you can get the right rock. We weren't ready. We got married too young.
I think that's a very normal thing.
Really? Like, and then your mom's like, you got to go to New York and meet Shelly Quiot, the number one diamond dealer on the planet Earth. And there's like, he doesn't sell a diamond for less than 50K. I remember talking to my dad like, oh man, it's like a 4.5 carat E flawless. I don't know what that means, but it's a lot. It's like 100 trailers of merchandise for what I do for a living.
Excuse me, people need guidance on that. Like, that's what I do for my clients. When they need, you know, I have a lot of clients. Like, I have one just last week who called me. They want to upgrade their wife's ring, and like, they want it to be a surprise. They know I can help them. You need help. Like, the normal average person in the public doesn't know anything. You didn't know one thing about diamonds. You wouldn't have known what a DVVS1 was. Like, no.
No, I would have gotten you a freaking cubic zirconia.
Yeah, well, good thing my mom stuck to me.
But she checked every box off. And I believe me, I know I like to make a big deal about the aesthetic, because Mary's the most beautiful woman in the world to me. Always has been, and she gets more beautiful every day. And that's like, she's... You were so intelligent. The questions, I remember when you asked what I did for a living. Do you remember that?
Oh, God. On our first date, yeah, I said, what do you do for a living? And Seth answers, international trade.
It worked 75 times in a row.
Yeah, well, I was like, that's
international
pretty
trader.
Vague. What does that mean? Like, are you importing drugs? Like, what does that mean?
I am an importer of merchandise, and I sell the merchandise for a lot more than I import it.
So Seth got the beautiful diamond ring from Shelly Quiot through my mother, and literally, I opened my door to my apartment.
I knocked on her condo door. which, by the way, like, who's 24, owns her own condo on Lakeshore Drive, has a golden retriever. Like, it's like...
So, anyway, so literally, I open the door, and he gets on a knee in the hallway.
So you couldn't see through the peephole. That's why I did that, because you looked in the peephole every time before you opened the door, and I knew that. And I wanted to see if you would open it and think it was like Ding Dong Ditch. And so you did open it, and... Take it from there.
And that's when he...
I was on a knee when
he was on his knee and...
Had the...
Opened up this sterling silver box and asked me to marry him.
Do you remember what you said?
Yeah.
I'll never forget it. I said, will you marry... You opened the door, I said, will you marry me? And you said...
Gladly.
Gladly.
And, like, we got engaged. We got married, what, a year later?
Yeah.
Almost exactly a little over a year, right? The wedding, I mean, the wedding was one for the books. And I think we have to hold off until next time to talk about that. Anyway, the reality is, as you can tell from our dynamic, we are clearly still hanging by a thread, even though I was in denial at the beginning when we first started. Through the process of talking through this podcast, I have realized that Seth is correct. I can admit when I'm wrong. We are still hanging by a thread. So we will be discussing relationships and how we work through them, how other people work through them, how to make them work, how to get rid of them, how to do anything and everything with them. And on our next episode, we will have some special guests. It's always a wild ride on Hanging by a Thread. Thank you guys all for listening to our first episode of Hanging by a Thread with Meredith and Seth Marks. We are so excited to launch this podcast, and we hope that you like and subscribe. We will see you next week.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.